God for His name. We're holding in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, the first of the brachas, Amir Lord Lazar Malev Racham. So it says, Elokei Olam, Berachamecho Rabim. Rachim Aleinu, Aleinu Zeinu Tormas Gabeinu, Begini Shinu Tzgav Adeinu. First question is, how does the Bakosha come into, we're now being Meshabeach, the Rebbeinu Shalom, for the Ma'uris, how does the Bakosha come in? Rachim Aleinu, Aleinu Zeinu Tormas Gabeinu, where does it come in, Bakal? So, the Abu Drum says, that in the Pasuk it says, by Yem Revi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Ma'uris, it says Ma'uris without a Vav. Ma'uris, Ksiv Rashi says, because it's a day that, because of the Ma'uris, due to the Ma'uris a little bit, there's a Yechurlis, it's a Lashon of Ma'ira, of a Klala, that a Shaykh, Rahman Aslan, for a child to get sick because of the Ma'uris, Mamela says it in the Lashon of Ma'ira. Therefore, when we're talking about the Ma'uris, says Abu Dram, we're davening to the Rebbeinu Shlom, have Rahman on us. And the same way that we started off, Hamer Letz Al Damaleo Barachamim, that you're, the way that you give us light is Barachamim, slowly but surely, we said, not brightly at once, and it's to all the different mekaymes, and even to those that don't deserve it, it should always be berachim. It shouldn't be chas v'chalil that it should be me'ira. So it's always a bechlal, like Nechoni ben Akana says, that you always have to have a hoidah ala avar v'tvil ala asid, as Rav Moshe always starts off also this man, a hoidah ala avar v'tvil ala asid, that you have to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for the past. Thank you, Rebbeinu Shalom. Elokei olam berachamecha rabim, your great rachamim that you already gave us in the past. Still, Tvila Lasid, Rachim Aleinu, continue to make it that Virachmanis, in your great compassion, that there shouldn't chas v'chalila be a Me'ira. Now here it says, Adonu Zeinu, just the Taich. Adonu Zeinu means, you are the master of our Koyach. Our Koyach really comes from you. Sur Misgaveinu, you're the rock who supports us, who we could rely on. You're the one that we could have bitachon on, because you'll come through. Mogin Yishenu, you're the shield who delivers us, in other words, who protects us. Misgav Badenu, you, Misgav is really, has a double connotation. Misgavenu, like it says earlier, that Misgav Ladach, you're a support. And it also has a lashon of Nizgav Hashem Levadai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lofty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaddish. Misgav Ba'adenu, Sin Mepharsha, means that you are Kaddish Ba'adenu because of us. It's only because there's a Klal Yisrael in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaddish. No one would be able to see the God of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. They didn't see that there's an Avram Avinu, who's the Baal Chesed, and there's a Yitzhak, who's a Gura, and there's a Klal Yisrael. How do you see that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Kaddish of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? That there's somebody in the Velt, that Taka Firza Chazevi the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants. You can see that the Vaisas is the Bari. Baruch Elikei Shimin Ben Shetach. Right? Through the Maisim of the Anoshim, it tries to come to the godless of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Yitz Yosef says that this parallels, these four things parallel what we say at the end of davening. Asei Laman Shemecha, Asei Laman Yimenecha, Asei Laman Kedushasecha, Asei Laman Teresecha. It happens to be, he doesn't bring this down, interestingly enough, the Torah says, Zimun Kof Kof Beis, brings down, it's a Medrash, Omar Shmuel, Hazor is Loimer Arba Dvar Malolu, Mishab Brewer brings it down. Hazor is Loimer Arba Dvar Malolu, is Zeche, Umakabu Pnei Ashkino. Asinaman Shemecha, Asinaman Yimenecha, Asinaman Kedush Zach, Asinaman Teresach. And the Bach is Masber, the reason is, because they all correspond to the different midas of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Asei Laman Shemecha, the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Malchus. Asei Laman Yiminecha is Gvura, which is Gvura, it's midas of Gvura. Yiminecha is the strength of your right hand. Asei Laman Kedusha Tzecha is no, I'm sorry. Yiminecha is Chesed. Kedusha Tzecha is Gvura. And Asei Laman Teresecha is Tiferes, is Emes, is Yaakov Avinu. So the way that we somebody Zechel Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, because somebody that Taka thinks about these, the whole reason why we're here in this Velt, says the Tzivsei Chaim, is because to be Megale, the midas of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in the Velt. Everything was for the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Velt. The Mela, these are his Iker midas, Malchus, Tiferes, Kedusha, Chesed. The Mela, somebody that's misbrained about this, and he recognizes in the Bria, will be able to see the Ribbono Shel Olam in the veil. Mele, these four things correspond to it. Adonu Zeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Oiz La'ama Yitin, is the Torah. Seleman Teresech. Tormis Gabenu is, it says, Yisagev Hashem Eleke Yaakov, refers to the Shem of Hashem, which is Malchus. Seleman Yiminecho is, it says, Begure Yisyesha Yimino, Yimogein Yishenu. That's his Midas HaChesed. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mizgavu Mikudosh, Mizgav Vadenu, is Minizgav Hashem Levada, is refers to the Kedusha, which is the Midas HaGavur. Then we go through the famous Aleph phase of Kel Baruch Adoyah, Chin Baal Zerich Hama, and we'll stop at the end of this, Miz Hashem, for this week. But the Indian of being Mehalal or Benishlam with the Aleph phase, it says that the Rabbi Lezer HaKalir, he was the famous Paitan, that most of the Slichus and Kinois and Piyutim that we have are from Rabbi Lezer HaKalir, Lechera, probably Reiv. And it says before he started writing certain Piyutim, he went up to Al Yidei Shem, to the Shemaim, and he asked Michal, the Malach Michal, how are they Mahalo, the Rebbe Shalom, and the Shemaim? And he said, Al Yidei the Aleph Beis. So Memela, he made it Al Yidei the Aleph Beis. The Vart of Al Yidei the Aleph Beis, some of the Mepharshim say, is because Himalei Pitei L'Sechol, that you're totally, you fill up your mouth with the Halal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means everything that you could possibly say, all the letters together that I could say, I want to be Mahal the Ribbono Shel Olam. Specifically over here, the Mepharshim say that the reason why you say Aleph Beis is because it's the Chof Beis Yisus of the Torah, and Himalei Pitei Yim of Alayla Chuk V'Shemayim V'Aretz Leisamti. Without the Torah, we would have no Bria, we would have no Ma'uris, we would have nothing. The whole Bria is only Bezchus, the Ma'uris. We start off, Kel Baruch, Kol Dodea, Kodesh Baruch Hu, who's the Chazak. Kel is Chazik, but it's Baruch. It's to bring Shefa. He's Makar Brachas. Even though he's so strong, he uses it to bring Shefa. Something very interesting that Mepharshim say is that if you look through out of all of Tanakh, Kel is used in conjunction with Kel Bar, Kel Adoin, Kel Godol, Kel. All the Chof Beis Oisiyos we find Kel, and the second thing is one of the Chof Beis Oisiyos, except for four places. Four Oisiyos. Beis, Tes, Pei, and Vav. We never find in Tanakh these four letters. Mamela, if you look through the davening, he says, you'll find that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah put into the davening these lashonos, Kel Baruch, and actually Kel Tov. That's only Nusach Sfar, like we mentioned. Kel Tov Umeitiv Vato Mevarach Hashonim. The truth is, he says that over here also, that's really where you're supposed to read it. Kel Baruch Nildoya, Chen Valzrei Chama, Tov Yotzar. What's Tov? Kel Tov. It's going back on the Kel Tov. Kel Poyal Yeshua Zotto. Zotto is a pay that we don't have. It says, that's why it says over here, Kel Baruch. Godol Deya, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Deya Ein Tzeif. Godol Deya, it's weird that we use the word of Godol referring to Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is great, he's big. Godol Hashem Hu Lo Moed. What does that mean? He's Godol. It means that there's no, his Godless is Ein Tzeif, and his Deya is Ein Tzeif. And you're able to see some of the great Deya of the Ribbono Shel Olam through Heichen Nofal Zerachama, that he prepared and created the rays of the sun, the godless of the rays of the sun, that they're exactly how far away they're supposed to be from the earth, and that even when they're covered over, you're inside, still the sun is coming in from outside, even if it's not directly, the whole room is filled up. Zarei Chama, Toiv Yotzar Chodeshmoi, Chodesh Baruch Hu created these ma'uris as a covered, everything in the world is a covered, but with these you see the great covered of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That this is just a famous story with, I think, Rabbi Akiva. The Tarnas Rabbis, I think, asked Rabbi Akiva, show me the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he took him outside, he says, come outside tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Chatzos, came outside at 12 o'clock, and he says, okay, look up at the sun. He says, I can't look up at the sun now, what do you think? I'll be blind. He says, you can't look at even one of his avadim. How do you expect to see the Ribbono Shel Olam? You see the cover of the Ribbono Shel Olam through the sun. The fact that he put all the ma'aris, the stars and the moon, Sivas Uzai is Rakia Uzai, around him in the Rakia. Aga, there's an interesting chat that the Mepharshim bring down, that it says in Medrash that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, now that I have a sun and a moon, people still worship the sun and the moon. Imagine if I would have had just the sun, then people would say, there's only a sun, for sure that's the God. But sun and the moon, you're able at least to say, like Avraham Avinu said, he thought it was the sun, and he said it went down. He thought it was the moon, no, it went down. So it can't be. He says that that's what Pshat is over here. Heichin ufav zorecham, he made the sun, and Toiv Yotzar Chavad Hashemayim was good. For the covenant of Hashem was good, that which Marius Nasan Tzibia says, that he made other things in addition to the sun. He made the moon also. That way you won't think it's just the sun, there's also a moon. And he realized that it's obviously Rebbeinu Shalom on top of everything. Pinois Tzvav Kedoshim, the literal translation of Pinois Tzvav Kedoshim. Do you want to ask anybody if they know what they're saying in Tvila? I will, that I didn't know what Pshat is. Pinois Tzvav Kedoshim. What does it mean, Pinois Tzvav? Generally, Pino means the corner. What does it have to do with this over here? Pinois Tzvav Kedoshim. All the Mepharshim say, the Rishonim say, Pinois means, they bring the Shonis from the Pesukim, that Pinois means the Tzorim, the most Chashuvim. The Chashuvim of the Tzvav Kedoshim. Now it's referring to the other things in the Shamayim, the Malachim. The Chashuvim of the legions of Malachim of the Kedoshim, Rei Meshake, they also are Meremim and Mahalal, and they raise up the Rebbeinu Shelelum Shakai, referring to the Bria, Sha'omar Le'elam Oidai. Tom and Mesaprim, they're continuously being Mesaper, day in and day out, at all times. And not only that, this is based on the Mesaprim Kvart Kel of Tushasai, HaShemayim Mesaprim Kvart Kel. The entire Shemayim, which means the Malachim and everything in the Shemayim, is always being Mesaprim Kvart of Hashem of Tushasai. And what does it mean, Tamim? Because whatever, if it's sunny over here, then it's nighttime somewhere else. And as it's continuously moving, it's always Tamim. There's another place in the world, there's always somebody that's being Mahal Rebbeinu Shalom. Oh, Rebbeinu Shalom, Hamera, Tzolazom, Eleh, Barachamim.